Hey, Stephanie and Ella, Sarah here. Congratulations on 100 podcast episodes. It's quite an accomplishment. I'm so excited for the both of you. I just wanted to take a minute to let you know what the podcast has meant to me. It has just been such a wonderful tool to help me kind of build this amazing life that I have now. I think one of my favorite things about the podcast is that it brought me to both of you and enabled me to go through the coaching program, which just totally and completely changed my life. And I felt like the podcast was the perfect companion to go along with all of the lessons that I learned.
Welcome to the Vegan Life Coach Podcast,
where we coach you to coach yourself.
And now it's time to become plant empowered with your co-hosts, 25-year vegan Ella Majors and mindset master Stephanie Aguilar.
Hey, hey, Empowered Vegan Lifers, Ella here with my co-host. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Ella. What's going on?
What's going on? It's episode 100. Woo! Yeah! It is time to celebrate.
It is. It is. I can't believe we've come this far and that it's been like almost 2 years.
It's really
true. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. 100. And, you know, I'm looking back because our amazing social media team, April and Daisy, they put together the cutest little like bloopers and highlights reels. And they're putting together one with like our most powerful moments. And I was going back through some of them and we've had so much fun.
Yeah, it really has been a good time.
Do you remember the episode? And I might have to play this real quick because we were talking about sweet potatoes. And I think we might have to play this one.
We might. I don't remember.
Okay. Okay. Let's play this clip. This will be a good kicking off clip.
Okay.
Okay. A sweet potato from you just before we came on air.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I eat a sweet potato almost every day. And for whatever reason, I threw one in the oven today and I forgot about it and it exploded all over my oven.
Oh, I'm just picturing it now.
I know, but I didn't even think about the cleanup. When I opened it, I was like, oh my gosh, is there enough for lunch? The important thing. Yeah. I really wanted lunch. So.
Aww. What happened?
Well, I did. I ate what was
not stuck to the sides.
What was not stuck to the sides, what had not, coated the heating elements. And yeah, it's all right. I'll deal with the cleanup later. It'll be fine.
Oh, so what was the key takeaway from your exploding potato?
The key takeaway is to focus on what you're doing. Just because you do something 100 times does not mean that you necessarily are focused and have the process down, and to always prick your sweet potato just a bit before you.
Or you stab it like I do.
Or like, stab it.
Yeah, stab it. Like get your aggression out on the potato. No offense, potato. If I don't have access to a heavy bag, I just make a sweet potato.
Yeah. And you know what? It tasted better today. And I don't know if that's because I had that moment where I was like, oh my gosh, have I lost my sweet potato? Or if it really did taste better. So if there's some chefs out there who can give me a reason why it would taste better, other than just that moment of feeling like I had maybe lost something. Oh my gosh. You know, I am still finding sweet potato every once in a while when I clean my oven.
Oh, that's a scary sign. Yeah,
it is. And it also tells you not how often I clean my oven. Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious.
We do so much celebrating, and I think we should kick this off with a celebration of our own. And then we've got some celebrations from some of our listeners and some of our clients as well.
Oh, I love that. Well, I was going to ask you what you were celebrating.
Well, I actually am going to, this is going to be an annoying celebration. I have to say, heads up, but honestly, I really am celebrating a huge milestone in my life's journey that was made possible in part by the impact from this podcast, the impact of you, Stephanie, and our guests, something that, you know, you guys have made, had such an influence on me and my personal, professional, and spiritual growth. And I'm actually not going to share the details now because it does need an entire episode.
Yeah.
But what's important is that I believe with all my heart that the tools we've covered throughout these 100 episodes are instrumental for helping people make similar huge shifts that lead to major breakthroughs and change the trajectory of people's lives so that they can feel confident they're on the path to becoming the best versions of themselves. Mm. And when you're on that path, you know, you have the opportunity to become the inspiration, to become a leader, to influence others, and to make a huge positive impact on the lives of sentient beings everywhere and our planet as a whole. So yeah. Talk about a reason to celebrate. And, you know, this is kind of the end of our season one, right? So I there has to be a little bit of a cliffhanger.
Absolutely. And that's a good one. Yes. That's a good one. I'll be waiting to hear exactly what's been going on for you.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been spring break, so I've had a little bit of chance to slow down. But, you know, and I do kind of want to piggyback off of yours in that, you know, I think the timing was just impeccable in terms of starting a podcast. It didn't seem like it was going to be because, I mean, we were just slammed right into the pandemic. And yet, I know for me personally, and I know we've used this on some of the promo stuff too, it's just been an incredible way to connect with people where a lot of my connections have been cut off. Mm-hmm. And certainly meeting new people has not been something that I've been able to do over the last couple of years. And so, you know, having that, connecting with people, you know, both on the podcast and then also kind of off, and you know how this has been such a platform for that connection has been very surprising to me, but also just so welcome. So
that's so beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I have a statistic for us.
Oh, I love statistics.
Yeah, I thought you might. So can you guess how many downloads there have been of this podcast over the last 100 episodes?
I think we're probably in like the 10 to 15 millions. No.
Wow. So close.
Really?
No. No, but we've had over, and this is the statistics are a little off because of some changes in how they report and all this. And this doesn't include people going to our website. This is just from some of the podcast platforms, but over 43,000.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
It is really amazing. That is unreal.
We've connected over 43,000 times with different people across the world.
Wow.
In a really intimate way. Like this is, we're here just, you know, doing our thing. And to be able to share that is such a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. 43,000. That's unreal to me.
Yeah. And for our listeners, even if we're wrapping up episode 100. There's been a lot of people that have listened and listened and listened and who have said every time we ask for a favor, which is a star rating and review, a lot of people I know, because I've done this myself for other podcasts. Yes, I'll get to that later. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. As soon as I'm done with this episode. I meant to do that last time. Next time.
Yes.
Well, even though we're taking a little pause here, the show remains published, and having positive reviews will continue to help us and help you, our listeners, to spread our message of empowerment, authenticity, and compassion. Mm. So I know it's a bit of a pain in the booty, and it's easy to say, I'll promise I'll do it later, but we all know what happens when we wait till later. Becomes right. Now. So if you could pause, like literally pause this episode right now, and go leave us that star rating and review. We would so appreciate it. It truly, truly helps get this message to a greater population and make this world a better place ultimately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stay tuned to the end of this episode for a special celebratory gift from Stephanie and I to you. So, Stephanie, have we ever talked about our CC nickname on this podcast?
I don't think we have.
I think it's time.
It's kind of a funny origin. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a nickname for each other, and it's evolved because it started with, right? I don't even, yes. Do you remember how it started?
It started with cheese balls.
Yes.
With a Z. Cheese with a Z.
Cheese with a Z. Yeah. But yes. Why did you, I called you a cheese ball. You called me a cheese ball. We started calling each other cheese balls, but I have no idea.
When we first started working together, every single time we talked, we would end with like, oh, you're so wonderful. I am so thankful to work with you. I just can't believe, you know, my good fortune in our friendship. I mean, we just would every single time we would text or talk on the phone, it was like this big love fest. And so we started calling each other cheese ball because it was so, it really was very, very cheesy.
Now I remember. And of course we had to add the Z, not that anybody can hear or know that the Z is there, but we're like cheese ball with the Z.
It's cheese ball with a Z. And then we had to talk about that for a long time too. We said it's always cheese with the Z, cheese with the Z. Oh my gosh.
And then we started having this inside joke about chickpeas.
Yes, because we both love chickpeas and how chickpea was a much cuter name.
And it seemed more relevant. We didn't have to change the spelling.
We didn't have to change the spelling. We didn't have to emphasize the Z. We didn't have to. There were a lot of things we didn't have to do with chickpeas. But chickpea never stuck, but CC did. Yes. Cheese pea, chickpea, cheese pea. That's not it. Chickpea and cheese ball. Yeah, yes. Together.
CC. Which was just a mouthful. So we went with CC. And so now we address each other as CC. So there we go.
It has stuck.
It's a fun little story, I have to say.
It's our cute little couple story.
Yes. And then we've tried multiple segments over this last 2 years. One of them was loving on the haters. And what's really interesting, and I wanted to bring this up because we had a few segments we called loving on the haters, in which we read hate messages from social media or email. And we sent that person so much love, right? From the bottom of our hearts, we're loving on those haters. And it's so interesting that not long after we started doing that segment, the haters became few and far between.
That's so true. That's very true.
Like I ran out of haters to love on.
I know. We transformed them with our love.
That's the only explanation I can think of. The universe was showing us what happens when we start emitting the frequency of love amidst hate.
I love that. I think that's probably it.
What else has happened over the last 2 years? So much. I mean, your fur family has grown. Your kiddos have grown.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we added to our fur family. Olive came and joined us. We love Olive, our three-legged wonder. And she has joined Hemi, the sweetest, most viciously sweet pit bull ever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they've been wonderful. And then Jack, Alex, and Eva, the human babies are no longer babies. No. They are, I mean, it's amazing what 2 years can do, just that they are, I mean, two are driving and one is just as fabulous as she ever was, but now is in doing it in preteen style. And yeah, it's amazing. Jack's about to be a senior. That makes my stomach hurt. I'll stop talking about that.
Okay. Oh my God. It's amazing. My fur family grew as well. And Shy went through, major trauma. Yeah. Shy, for anybody who hasn't been listening, my little 15-year-old Chihuahua had some near-death moments and major spinal surgery. And she is thriving. She's doing really, really well now. And then Bob found his way into my world. Bob is my rescue cat that ran across the highway and ran right up to me in the middle of a stormy night and said, "You're my person. Take me in right now."
That was that.
That was that. That was it. That was it. And Bob is so freaking cool, man. We all want to be Bob in this house.
Heck yeah. I want to be Bob someday.
He's the coolest thing. He really is. Speaking of, we needed his energy because he is so comfortable in his own skin, coming from everyone else. He's a little challenged with their own like anxiety issues and body image. Bob is so chill, so cool, so playful, so curious. He like embodies all these qualities that we work so hard to embody ourselves. He just has them. That's just him. He's cool. He's super cool.
Oh, to be Bob.
To be Bob. That's that. Yes. Hashtag wanna be Bob.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I have a fun little game for us.
Oh, I love games.
All right. So we're going to try to think back to our episodes, and we'll put the links in the show notes if any of these resonate with anybody. So which episodes were, and I've got seven of them. Number one.
Okay.
Which episodes were, number one, most entertaining?
I have to say Dustin Harder.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Yep. That was my number one too. I knew you were going to say that though, because.
Well, yeah. How could I help it?
Super duper fan.
Yeah. I am a super duper fan to the point where I'm like, did we have other guests? I'm not sure. Offense. No offense. Obviously no offense, but no, I'm joking, of course, but oh my gosh, I do love him so much.
I adore that man. Such.
Yeah.
Talk about an attitude of that makes people want to join the vegan club. I mean, seriously. He's got it.
Yes, he really does.
He's got it.
I mean, he's just kind of like, hey, come join my train. You know, it's fun over here. And it really is. So yeah,
it really is. Love that. So that's episode 85.
Okay.
Vegan Roadie, Dustin Harder. I really enjoyed Chef AJ's episode as well.
That was gosh. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
And really, if you want entertainment, just go to all of Stephanie and I's episodes, or go to all the episodes pretty much for the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We can be pretty entertaining, I have to say.
We're very funny, if I do say so myself.
All right. Which episodes were most valuable in terms of the self-coaching tools we teach?
Ooh, well, we'd have to go for what, episode 2 or 3 with the self-empowerment coaching system?
That'd be 7.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Number 7.
But yes, absolutely. That was my number one as well. And then number 50 was the power pause. So we've dived in to, I would say that has to be the most popular, most powerful tool if you surveyed all of our listeners and our clients, the power pause.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you know the other one that I really think is extremely valuable when it comes to this? Is one of our latest ones, the episode 98, the art and science of journaling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what a great tool.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult to implement when you think about it, but I think we make it sometimes harder than it is. So
yeah.
I'm glad that one's been helpful.
Yeah. I really, really liked your training on that one and know we got a lot of good feedback on that one. Yeah. All right. Which episodes were most spiritually awakening?
I have to say Jeff's episode. Am I
you
right?
You didn't even see these in advance. And that was my pick too.
Really? Oh,
well, there's no right or wrong.
There's really
not a quiz with right. Answers.
Am I right? Oh, good. Gold star. No, Gold star. Oh gosh. Yeah, that episode was amazing. And what a gift, because I don't think we were expecting that.
No.
And it was transformational. Yeah. Really
transformational. Amazing. Love that one. Okay. Which episodes were most practical for the transitioning vegan? Do you have one?
Ooh, meal mapping.
Oh my gosh, we did it again. That was my pick.
Really?
Yes, I'm so impressed because you're not looking at, I went through and like actually looked to go through. But yes, that was my number one. That's episode number 2 on meal mapping. So many practical tips. Also have a couple others. 52 is the 5 steps for becoming a healthy vegan for life. Mm. And 26 with veggie chick. Kristen McCamey.
Really helpful
tips.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of my tips that I still use right now,
what's that?
It actually has allowed me to be in the kitchen a little bit more because I hate to clean up. And that's just serve in the dish that you're going to put it away in. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I think of that? But that's how practical that whole episode is. It's just little things like that will make it much easier to be vegan in the kitchen.
I'm so glad you said that because I do. I look for all the shortcuts and that's one that I naturally use myself. And it doesn't mean you're serving it in the most beautiful dish. And there's, but you know, we're freaking busy, man. Like, talk about helpful episodes on busyness. So I shouldn't say that word, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Why? And what I've learned is I'm the only one who cared what dish it was served in. Mm. So, you know, if I don't care, then if I don't care, nobody else cares.
Yep. Good one. Good one. Okay. Which episodes were most informative on the topic of nutrition specifically?
We've had so many really good ones on nutrition.
I have my number one.
Tell us your number one.
My number one was Simon Hill. 84. Just because that's what he does. He is in the weeds, doing all the research, reporting on all the research, giving us the most updated information. And that's what he does day in and day out. So I thought that was a very informative episode.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You're right.
What about the most heartwarming? Heartwarming. That's a very small distinction. Heartwarming. And I'm thinking of worms. Heartworms. Heartwarming. Wow. That's very, I swear I'm not high. Okay. For the animal lovers.
Well, I'm going to be really a dog mom right here and say any episode that includes Hemi.
Yes. Which is a lot.
Which is every single episode.
Just go to any of the other episodes we've already mentioned. And you'll get that one too.
All of the 99 that we have done up to now include Hemi.
sweet Hemi. I love that. Also, we'll include on that one our episodes with Hogs and Kisses for the for the piggies and buns. Those were fun.
It's been so fun to follow the girls.
Yeah. I'm so glad we added that in there. All right. Last one. Which episodes were most inspiring for embodying every aspect of the vegan lifestyle? You have any that come to mind?
Let me think about that. Such a good one.
Yes. It would have been really nice to have given you time to prepare for these.
Well, I think you probably gave me the list. I was like, I'll look at these later.
See, what happens when we wait for later.
When we wait. Yes. Yeah, do not wait. You know, I have to say that the one that I have enjoyed writing the most was Owning Your Impact.
Stephanie.
Is that a good one?
That was my first choice too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I enjoyed writing that one for sure.
No, I think that one's super powerful. That is another recent one, episode number 96, Owning Your Impact. Definitely go and check that one out if you haven't yet. I'm also going to throw in there 82, Victoria Moran's interview, and 88, Colleen Patrick Goudreau's interview.
Oh, yeah.
They just are two really, really powerful and compassionate women who are extreme leaders and innovative in their thinking and just spread their message in such a graceful way.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else that we wanted to mention about how we've changed as a result of the podcast? I have one thing to mention.
Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah. So I ordered a jade egg. Do you know what that is?
Kind of.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to talk too much about what it is because I'm not an expert. However, it was inspired by episode 89, Tilly Storm, on our Not All Orgasms Are Created Equal, if that gives you a little hint.
Yes. So, go listen to that one.
I'm excited. I'm excited to start a jade egg practice, taking some pleasure to new heights. That's what I'm all about these days.
I love that. Okay. I love that.
Anything else you want to add on that?
I cannot follow that. Okay.
All right. So how I'd like to go to this next segment as we begin to wind down a little bit. We had a bunch of people, listeners and clients, who sent in little tidbits about how they've been impacted by this show, by our tools, by our coaching, by our programming. I'd like to play just a couple of those for us, and then we'll include all of them on the YouTube channel when we post this episode on YouTube. But I would like to just go through a few of them right now. What do you think?
Oh, this sounds exciting.
Yeah, I think it'll be really, really impactful, really inspiring to others as well. So let's do that.
Ella, Stephanie, and Vegan Life Coach Academy is an experience that I'll never forget. It definitely has made an everlasting impression on my life in so many different ways. I was a participant at a very pivotal point in my life, and I believe that my participation in the coaching has really helped me continue to walk a marked path, make my footprints. I've made connections with people that were complete strangers and over a span of weeks became family and individuals with whom I still have contact. I remember feeling like I'm not going to be able to do this, but also feeling encouraged and supported by Ella and Stephanie that I have to invest in myself. And it wasn't so much about the monetary investment. It was just holistic, like spiritually, emotionally, and just changing my mindset as well. So I'm forever grateful for having been a part of something so special, and know that you have made an indelible mark in my life, and I'm sure that you will continue to do so as you move forward and stand taller in your purpose.
That was Stephanie.
She's incredible.
I know. And I know what it takes to get vulnerable and like and share something, share things like that, and take the time and energy out of your busy life. So I want to thank her. And she really did. She came in and into our coaching program, you know, and went all in.
All in.
All in.
Yeah. Which gives me chills when I say it, because she was, she took all in to a whole new definition, you know, and wow, seeing her now and seeing, you know, how it's continued to affect her and to, you know, to be such an impactful experience for her.
That's, and this is a year and three, four months later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to know that she was able to take these tools and continue to utilize them and continue to grow and to be in such a beautiful place now in comparison to where she came into the program, that place she was, is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
So thank you, Stephanie. Let's do another one.
Hey, Stephanie and Ella, Sarah here. Congratulations on 100 podcast episodes. It's quite an accomplishment. I'm so excited for the both of you. I just wanted to take a minute to let you know what the podcast has meant to me. It has just been such a wonderful tool to help me kind of build this amazing life that I have now. I think one of my favorite things about the podcast is that it brought me to both of you and enabled me to go through the coaching program, which just totally and completely changed my life. And I felt like the podcast was the perfect companion to go along with all of the lessons that I learned. And I have several of them bookmarked to listen to when I need a little reminder that, you know, I'm not alone, and to give little bits of advice that I find oh so helpful. And one of my absolute favorite episodes is episode 45 about perfectionism. And I remember the first time that I listened to it, I called my mom shortly after and I said, you know, I listened to this podcast about perfectionism and it was just absolutely amazing. And she said, oh, was it like they were speaking directly to you? And I said, no, it was even better. It was like I was talking. It was like the words that Ella was saying where it's exactly how I felt. And it just felt so wonderful to know that I wasn't alone, that there were other people out there who felt almost the exact same way that I did. It was just very freeing and wonderful. And I listened to that episode often. And another one of my absolute favorite episodes was pretty recent. And that was the one on intentional joy. And I think it's just such a great reminder to find little things, like Stephanie said, smelling your coffee in the morning. You know, it doesn't have to be these huge, big moments in life. It can be something really small. And I really, really love that. So thank you both so much for sharing all of your infinite wisdom and just funny stories in your day-to-day life. I feel like I know you both so well, and I'm very, very thankful. And I always look forward to my Tuesday mornings when that podcast comes out. So congratulations. And I hope we have another 100 episodes. So thank you both. Bye.
Sarah.
What a sweet message. That was, I mean, she's each one of these women, I could say we could do an entire podcast on, because I don't have enough, you know, I don't have enough time to talk about just how impactful each of them have been on me and have been on us, and the, you know, the ways that they have changed and inspired me, and have to be doing so in their own, you know, little circles in the world. So,
and since then, you know, so many of these women have actually gone on to begin down the path of coaching themselves. And Sarah is now getting her nutrition certification. And so, I just love that people are gaining these tools and then finding some purpose there to be able to help other people.
Well, that's what we're about, is coaching you to coach yourself. And so that makes people want to share what they have learned with other people, because it is so empowering and it is so, so impactful to your life. So.
And Sarah recorded that video after having had an accident, falling.
Yeah,
terribly, having multiple surgeries, she's going to be months and months in rehab. And here she is, just looking like she's glowing. And, you know, I get the privilege of talking to her regularly and just seeing how she's able to utilize this, you know, horrible situation as an opportunity. And the attitude that she's had about it is just absolutely incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll post the rest on our YouTube channel when we post this episode. So, all right. I think we're going to start to wrap it up here. Now, I want to make sure that everybody is on our email list. We will put the link in the show notes, that you're part of our Empowered Vegan Life Facebook group. We've got lots of activities and group events coming up in there. I want to make sure you're getting your Magical Morning Mud Stash on, which is our favorite way to start the day. I'm going to put the links to that as well. And, you know, you guys, we're taking a little breather after episode 100, after season one. So in the meantime, re-listen. And this is what, you know, some of the feedback that I've gotten, I'm sure you too, Stephanie, right, is that people love to go back and re-listen to episodes that are calling their name as they need them. And they're sharing, you know, about those things in our Empowered Vegan Life group. And that's the power of the group, right? To be able to share not just recipes, and yes, feel free, share recipes and discoveries of all the amazing plant-based food that's out there now. But just knowing you have a safe and supportive space where you're not going to get judged, where we monitor that, where you can tag Stephanie and I, and, you know, we're checking in there and we're checking on you. And it's a place that you can get vulnerable, be real, and heal and practice these tools. So join that Empowered Vegan Life group. If you're not there yet, engage in that group, tag us. Sarah's in there as well, acting as a support system. We've got so many people in that group that are just extraordinary human beings who are ready to support you every step of the way. Stephanie, thank you. Thank you so much for being my significant other here. Going back to our cheese ball status, I truly love and adore you. And I have so much gratitude for you doing this show with me.
I couldn't ask for, you know, a better opportunity that you've provided. You have changed my life. And then to now, 4 years later, see what the beginnings of our relationship has turned into has been just amazing. And here we are, 100 episodes later.
Insane. Insane. Mm. And thank you to our listeners. And as a special treat, we want to give you access for free to our 30-day Sexy Fit Vegan Starter Plan. It's our ultimate 30-day Sexy Fit Vegan Starter Plan. What that is it's a book of over 100 pages of that. We have the meal mapping guide. We have staples and grocery lists. You even get a few of Stephanie's infamous sauce recipes on there, oil-free. Got build a meal guides for creating your own bowls and salads and loaded potatoes, stir fries, burritos, smoothies, so much more. You learn how I eat and train, and you're welcome to use that as a starting off point if you're looking to build a foundation for intuitive eating and exercising. And it's really there to help you have a really solid guide for making a smooth transition to a fitter and a healthier lifestyle in a way that's simple and even fun. So we're giving that to you guys for free. And we're going to end this podcast with a 10-minute breath work and meditation session. So if you cannot do this session with us right now, put a pause on this and do it maybe before you go to bed tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. It's another little gift from us to you. So until next time. Find a comfortable seated position, sitting up nice and tall. Gently close your eyes and settle in. We're going to start with two rounds of box breathing, which is a 4-count breath in through your nose, filling your belly and your chest with air, a 4-count hold, 4-count out breath through your nose, and hold for 4. We'll then move to breath of fire for 50 breaths. This is a forceful breath in and out your nose. You want to draw your belly button toward your spine powerfully during the exhale and push your belly out during the inhale as you fill it up with air. Try to make the inhale and exhale equal in force and length. We'll then transition to one round of deep breathing. This will involve deep breaths in through either your nose or your mouth, filling your belly and your chest with air as if it's a balloon, followed by a release through your mouth 30 times, and on the last one, we'll hold for up to 90 seconds. I'll walk you through each step. You may experience tingling in your body, especially your hands. You also may feel lightheaded. This is all normal. If you feel safer lying down on your back while you do these breathing exercises, feel free. From there, we'll start your guided meditation. Here we go. Starting with box breathing. Inhale through your nose, filling your belly and your lungs for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it at the top for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale slowly to the count of 4, 3, 2, 1, and hold there for 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it at the top. And exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1, and hold. Release. Now, breath of fire, one round, 50 times. I'll count your exhales. Here we go. Breathe with me. Listen to the rhythm of my exhales. And relax. Moving into deep breathing. Remember, this is a powerful breath in through the nose or mouth and a release through the mouth. Let's do this. Here we go. Breathe in deeply and release. Breathe in and out. In, out. Finding the rhythm. Release. Into the belly chest. Let it go. Like a wave, make it circular, fully in, letting go, no pause between, inhale, exhale, feel the flow in, exhale, in, out, deeply in, release. Ah.
Five more. Out. Fully in. Release. Breathe in and out. Inhale. Exhale. Deeply in and out. Last time, all the way in. Now release and hold. Settle in. Release the tension in your body. Be aware of your body, your heartbeat, the blood running through your veins. Feel what you feel. If you feel tingling, embrace it. Be here now. If you have the urge to breathe, know that your body has plenty of oxygen to get you through. You've got less than 30 seconds. If you need to take a breath before the time is up, it's okay. You're almost there. If you want to continue, pause this recording. If not, go ahead and take your deep breath in and hold it for 15 seconds. And let it go. Allow your breathing to return to normal without effort. Settle into stillness. Sitting up nice and tall, crown of your head towards the ceiling. Allow your breath to flow with ease. Thoughts will enter your mind, and that's okay. As those thoughts enter, observe them and release them. You are not your thoughts. Imagine each thought as a floating bubble. You can witness the thought inside the bubble, and you can watch it as it floats away. It's not your bubble. It's simply a bubble. It's not attached to you, and you're not attached to it. Soften your body. Starting with your jaw. Breathe effortlessly. On your next exhale, soften your jaw, letting your lips slightly part. Relax your tongue. Release the tension in your neck. Feel the weight of your head. Soften your shoulders. Allow them to melt. And feel your arms get heavy. Bring your attention to your heart. Imagine your heart as a green glowing light in your chest. And bring attention to the green light waves that are radiating outward from your chest, giving way to both the giving and receiving of pure love. Soften into your belly Experience your hips and your sit bones as you continue to melt into the ether, feeling the oneness that is everything and everyone. Feel the connection. Relax into your legs, your thighs, your calves, releasing tension. Allow your breath to flow all the way in through your nose, down through your entire body and out the bottom of your feet. Feel the flow. Create the circular pattern of your breath. Feel free to continue this meditation on your own, or begin to bring yourself back to full consciousness. Blink your eyes open. Be here now in this moment. Be in the moment as you move throughout your day. It's the key to embodying peace, love, abundance, and happiness. It's the path to creating the life and the business of your dreams.